Good morning. My guests this morning are Ellie Lichtenstein and Daniel Cheeley from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, you two.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We are talking about your production of Man of La Mancha. How amazing that that great show is opening right here in Petaluma. Have you, you've done it before, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we have. We have. It hasn't been since 1992, but we did three different productions of it over the course of, 75 was the first one. And in fact, when I came to Cinnabar Theater, that's what they were doing. And my first project at Cinnabar Theater was to help with the costumes for Man of La Mancha.
Really?
Walked in the door and said, oh, my God. This is my home, and these are my people, and it all had to do with what they were doing with Man of La Mancha.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Daniel, how did you come to this theater group and to this role?
Initially, I met Mary Chun while I was working in Berkeley in San Francisco on another project earlier this year. They kindly invited me to come sing in Pagliacci, which we did back in June. I enjoyed the experience, and then around the same time, Ellie invited me to play this very rich and very large part, which I was happy to take on.
Uh-huh. Had you ever played it before?
No, this will be my first time.
Great. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Florida.
A long way from home.
Well, his home now is Portland, so we did Oregon, Portland, Oregon. But we did have to entice him.
Yeah. So talk about putting this show together. How does it differ from other Man of La Mancha shows that people may have seen?
I don't really know how it differs. All I know is how we are approaching it.
Yes, right. Yes.
And we are approaching it in many respects. I would say that Daniel is a sort of a kingpin or a key aspect because, you know, as he said to you before, he's playing basically three. He's playing Cervantes, whose story this really is.
Right.
It's not the story of Quixote. It's the story of Cervantes, who plays Quijana, who becomes Quixote. And really, I probably never said that to you before, but it is true that having had our discussions via email and now discussions as he's here with us, it's helped us to formulate how we are approaching the piece as a whole. The one thing that he walked into is that instead of it being just a prison, like a holding prison, we are really considering the milieu to be more like a dungeon where these people haven't seen the light of day for a very, very long time. And Cervantes comes down and his main job, of course, is to give them some light.
Yes.
Light. Give them light, the light of day. But other than that, I would say that I'm taking my cue, and I think Mary as well, Mary Chun, our music director, we're taking our cue from him.
Great.
Yeah.
What about James Pelican's role? I know he's the clown expert. Is that what he does here?
No, not so much so. And he's just returning to us after a two-week absence. James will be in charge of taking the prisoners and creating their presence around the storytelling, the Quixote storytelling. So when he's going to be hitting the ground running tonight when he comes back. He's only worked with us once or twice, and I don't think Daniel has seen him since Pagliacci, have you?
No.
Yeah. So because they did work together
too.
But that's going to be his main focus, is to make the prison population come to life during as they're listening and participating in the stories that Cervantes is bringing to life.
It sounds right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming in, and good luck with the show. Let's tell people that this is Man of La Mancha at the Cinnabar Theater, September 1st through the 24th. For tickets and information, phone 763-8920. The box office also is cinnabartheater.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.